Welcome to the BaseCS podcast, where we explore the basics of computer science concepts. I'm your host, Saran, founder of Code Newbie.
And I'm Vaidehi Joshi, author and developer.
And she is the brilliant mind behind the BaseCS blog series. Today, we're continuing our conversation on
graph theory.
This season of BaseCS is brought to you by DevDiscuss. DevDiscuss is a show I work on with a team at Dev, an international supportive community for developers. The show addresses the many burning topics that pop up on Dev every day and is hosted by Jess Lee and Ben Halper, two of Dev's co-founders. Past episodes have included unpopular opinions with Kelsey Hightower, staff developer advocate at Google Cloud and a legendary voice in tech.
So an unpopular opinion should be like, computers were a mistake. Was this all worth it?
And how changing your name is a difficult, unsolved, and sometimes personally devastating problem in tech.
I basically walk through this world, through this minefield of not knowing when I'm going to have this like sort of deep emotional wound reopened.
As well as how little known tools can have big productivity gains.
And I think it gives me the sense of structure, which I really enjoy. And also, you can color code different things.
Each episode features interesting guests from diverse backgrounds who are active in the software space. This podcast is your place for burning tech questions, answers, and genuine conversations. And we also end each episode with commentary from the everyday developers who call Dev home.
You'd be surprised how many things making music and coding have in common.
True to the Dev community, DevDiscuss wouldn't be possible without the input from all of you. So listen, rate, and subscribe to DevDiscuss wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, so we are revisiting, or I guess we're staying because we haven't actually technically left yet, an area.
We got ourselves a little room. We committed.
We got a little
stay
Airbnb,
in the night.
You know, just hanging out in Koningsberg.
Yep.
Koningsberg. I never feel like I'm saying that right because it has the dots and the, you know what I'm saying?
On the O. The dots throw everything.
It makes me feel like there's no way I'm going to be able to do this. We have 7 bridges. And this area and this interesting mapping of their, is it a town? Is it a city? Where are we?
Yeah, it's a town.
It's a town. Okay.
Small city.
Where this small city / town essentially birthed, that's a fun word to say, birthed graph theory. Kind of a big deal. Pretty big deal. Okay. So just to recap how it did that, there is the 7 bridges problem, which has to do with the layout of the city / town. So we have 4 land masses, okay? Visualize 4 land masses. We have land mass A, which is kind of like in the middle. We have land mass C, which is pretty big. Land mass, why did I go AC? I don't know why I did that. I should have gone ABC.
Just not into B today, I guess.
Screw B. B's being a real B. So we have land mass A in the middle, landmass B, which is kind of hanging out on the bottom, landmass C, which, well, according to your drawing, looks like the biggest. I'm assuming yours is accurate and incorrect.
Obviously, of course,
to scale.
It's not done.
and it's kind of taken over, you know, a good chunk of the top area. And then next to A, in between B and C, is our final landmass D. So if you imagine it as like a sandwich, then C is the top slice of bread, B is the bottom slice of bread, you got A, your peanut butter, and then to the right you have D, your jelly. You did not make a good PB and jelly sandwich.
You made some semblance of bread, peanut butter and jelly in some order, vaguely. You got the ingredients.
You got the ingredients right, but you didn't layer them properly. That's okay though. That's all right. Peanut butter jelly was like, we're tired of being together. We just want our own space. But it's not the land masses really that we care about. It's the bridges connecting them. So between A and C, we have 2 bridges. Between A and D, that's our peanut butter and jelly situation, we have a bridge. So they want space, but you know they're still connected. Between A and B, we have 2 bridges. Between C and D, that's our top slice of bread and our jelly, we have 1 bridge. And then finally, between D and B, that's our jelly and our bottom slice of bread, we have our last bridge. So we have 7 bridges. And if this is hard to visualize, check out the blog post. Link is in your show notes.
Yep. You did a great job of recapping that.
Yes. And I worked in food. This episode is going great. Okay, so before we get into this a little bit more, we have to recap some terms. We just need to make sure we're all on the same page. So the first one is degree. What is a degree?
Great question. So a degree is kind of exactly what you were describing just now when you were talking about the land masses and how many bridges they have to other land masses. But it's like a more technical term. So let's talk about it in the context of a graph. So if we think about Königsberg as a graph, or even if we just think about any old graph, a degree of a vertex or a node, which is another name for a vertex, a degree of a vertex is the number of vertices that are adjacent to it. So in other words, the number of edges that connect other nodes to that node, or in even simpler terms, how many neighbors a node has.
Yep. Okay, so now what is a simple path?
A simple path is a type of path that you use to traverse a graph. In other words, it's like how you walk a graph. And usually what people are talking about when they're talking about graph traversal is going through the nodes and edges of the graph only once. So a simple path is basically walking through a graph and only traversing through each node and edge once and never repeating yourself.
Okay. So the not repeating yourself is important.
Exactly.
So last episode, we used a triangle just to kind of solidify this. Let's do a quick recap of that. So if I have a triangle, triangle's got 3 points. That's why it's called a triangle. Well, actually, it's because it has 3 angles. Damn it.
You said it with such confidence. I liked that.
I did. I was like, yes, nailing it. No, not at all. Okay. So my 3 points are A, B, and C. So if I want to get from node A to node C, right, that's a path. That's one path.
Exactly, yeah. And because you're working with a triangle, you could go 2 different directions, right? There's only 3 nodes. So you could basically go straight to C, or you could go another direction. I guess that would be to B. And the fact that you've gone from one node to another, that is a path. And in fact, it is the shortest path. The easiest way to go from A to C is literally just start at A and go to C because you can.
Yeah. Okay, but if I wanted to visit all the nodes, all the people in the town, and go A, B to C, that's also one path.
Exactly, yeah. And that is a path where you're visiting every single node, you're not repeating yourself, so you're following all the rules, and that's it, actually.
Cool. And then if I want to start at A, but then go back to A, so I'm going to do an A, B, C, A, that's not only a path, it's kind of a special path.
Yeah, it's almost like you came full circle, right?
Yeah.
Even though it's a triangle, which is funny. You started at one node and you traversed through the whole path and ended back exactly where you started. And that is what we call a cycle or a circuit. And the reason that these terms are pretty important is because in the context of Königsberg, the Königsberg problem, and we kind of talked about this last episode, the types of paths that you can walk, they're actually called Eulerian paths or Eulerian circuits. So an Eulerian path is one where you visit every single edge in the graph once and every single node. And a Eulerian circuit is exactly like a path, except the one stipulation is that not only do you visit every single edge once, you also end on the exact same node that you started. So you walk around the town and you end up where you started versus you just walked around the town and walked through every single place once, maybe not ending up in the same place you started.
Okay, cool. So we're going to really dig into this bridge problem and how that works and what the rules might be around that. But in order to do that, we are going to revisit this triangle, but we're going to remix it. Can we remix it? Can we remix the triangle?
Oh. We can remix it.
Yes. So there's a triangle and you have A, right? And then off of A was A, B, C, D, right? It's like, what's the alphabet?
I like that.
was D, right? It's like isolated, just only off of the A.
D's then just hanging out on his own.
D's just hanging out. Just, you know, just chilling, just living its best life. Antisocially. So D has 1 degree. Because it's only connected to A.
One neighbor.
But A now has 3 degrees because it has the B and the C, which it was already connected to because of the triangle. And mm-hmm. then now it has D. Mm-hmm. It has this little antisocial buddy. Mm-hmm. But the just come on, D, let's go. But then the C and the B, they each still have only 2 degrees because they're not actually connected to D.
Correct. So nice. C and B do not have any connections to D. D can only be connected, like gotten to. You cannot gotten to. You can only reach D through A because D is, you know, a little bit of an introvert. And
yeah,
I get that. But another thing to note is you can have 2 neighbors, you can have 3 neighbors, you can have 1 neighbor. And so one of the ways that you can classify nodes and their degrees is by whether the degree is odd or even. So in your example, B and C are both of an even degree because they have only 2 other nodes connected to them.
Okay.
D, however, has an odd degree. It only has 1 connection. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with A. A has 3 neighbors. So that means A has an odd degree.
Okay.
This is a really good way to bring it back to Euler, I think, because what Euler realized is that the degree of the nodes in a graph pretty much play the most significant role in terms of how you can get from one place to another and whether or not it's possible to create a cycle or a path.
Hmm.
So what he realized is if you have an undirected graph, like the city of Königsberg would be an undirected graph because you can go from one end of the bridge to the other. There's no rule that you can only, you can travel bridges in both directions, right? So
mm-hmm.
it's an undirected graph. But what Euler realized is that in order for you to be able to pass through all of the nodes in that Königsberg graph and pass through them only once and also end up at the same place you started, you must always have vertexes that are connected with an even degree.
All around.
Yeah. So if you have any vertices that have degrees greater than 0, which means you can get to them, basically. That's mm-hmm. that's the first rule. If you have like a landmass that's over there and you can't connect to it, it's not possible.
Yeah.
So that's rule number one.
Yeah, fair enough.
You must have vertices with degrees that are greater than 0, which means you must have them connected. So all the vertices with degrees that are greater than 0 have to be connected. And then also, they have to be connected with an even degree, not an odd degree.
Okay, so with my triangle handle antisocial D situation, mm-hmm. it sounds like we're kind of screwed because my B and my C have even degrees, so they have 2 each, which is great. Mm-hmm. But A has 3 degrees and D has 1, mm-hmm. so they kind of ruined it for everyone.
Yeah, and if you think about it, imagine if you start at D and then you go to A and then you go to B, then you go to C, then you go back to A. Oh, no. You've already repeated yourself. You're back at A. And you can't even go back to D because you will also repeat the path you already took.
Damn it, D.
But previously, when you had just the triangle, A, B, and C, all of them had even degrees. And you could start from A, go to B and C, and end up back at A. And you will remember that the Königsberg problem, that puzzle, wasn't even about ending up back where you started. All it was just a path. Just start from one place and end up at a different place, but just do not repeat yourself. It's a simple path. Mm-hmm. You cannot repeat yourself. So what mm-hmm. Euler realized is that's a slightly easier situation. The cycle is like, it's very constricted.
That's hard.
You got to have even degrees. But if you just want to do a simple Eulerian path, then you still need all your vertices that have, you know, more than 1 degree to be connected. But also, there's another rule, which is that either 2 vertices must have an odd degree and the rest have to have an even degree, or all the vertices in the graph have to have an even degree and none of them can have an odd degree. So either 2 odds and the rest are even, or all evens.
Okay, so we have a little bit more flexibility.
A little bit more, yeah. And that's like still workable. You can still create a Eulerian path. Königsberg did not fall into that situation. Königsberg had at least, I think, four nodes, I think, that were of an odd degree, which is problematic because you can't have more than 2 nodes having an odd degree.
Okay, so if we go back to our triangle with a handle example, we said that it does not qualify for an Eulerian, that's such a hard word to say, Eulerian circuit. which is fine. Mm-hmm. It's cool. It's fine. We still love it for what it is. But it sounds like it could work for an simple path. Is it called an Eulerian path as well?
Yep. That's the term.
Okay. Okay. Because if I were to start with my D, with my little shy buddy over there, and then we go to A, and then we go to B, then we go to C, and we go back to A, and then we stop there. Even though I've repeated my visit to A, I've only touched each edge one time.
Yeah, I think that would qualify because you actually do have only two vertices with an odd degree, right? D and A.
Yeah.
D and A both have an odd degree, and the other two are even. So that just makes the cut, I think.
We did it. Yay. Oh, I'm so proud of you. Good job. Good job, triangle handle. Okay, so if we look at the graph version, the revisualized version of the Seven Bridges of Königsberg, we have our A, B, C, D. So we have our four nodes, our four vertices. But the way they're connected is, I'm trying to decide what it almost looks like a row, like a leaf. It kind of looks like a leaf, actually.
It does,
and if you haven't seen, if you haven't seen this, you should definitely check it out. It's in, we'll have a link to it in the show notes, and it's a great illustration on Vitahi's blog post. But yeah, it kind of looks like a leaf. Like you have A is connected to D, just going straight across. Okay, this is when, you know, I wish I knew leaf parts. Mm-hmm. What's the part that goes from the bottom of the leaf to the top of the leaf, you know, the part that's like pointy, whatever that is.
Oh, not the stem, but whatever
that is. I want to say stem, but it's not stem. Yeah, okay, whatever that is,
it's
right?
It's like the continuation of the stem.
Here we go. Upside down heart, okay?
Parts of a leaf. Sure.
It kind of looks like a heart, a little bit like a heart. Mm-hmm. We have the, I don't know heart parts. It doesn't matter because I don't know heart parts. Okay, the point is, there's A on the left, D on the right. There's a line going straight from A to D. Then there's C on top, like above, so in between the A and the D. Mm-hmm. And there's B right below it. So it's like a diamond-ish kind of thing, like A, and then above C, and then to the right D, and then at the bottom B. Okay?
Yep.
Now, A and D are connected, straight line. And then A and C are connected in two ways. This is the part that's just like, what's happening? It has two edges. And why does it actually have two edges? What is this C and the D edges? Why are there two?
Because if you look at a map of Königsberg, there were two bridges that got you from one mainland to the island.
I don't know why people like bridges so much. Okay, so we have we have two bridges that are connecting A to C. And then we have another two bridges connecting A to B. Mm-hmm. So if we focus on A, we now have one bridge from A to D. We have two bridges from A to C, and then another two from A to B. So we are already at five degrees?
Yep.
Or is it still 3 degrees?
Nope, it's five.
5 degrees for A. So we're already at one odd, and we can have... Well, okay, so the fact that we have one odd means that we've killed this whole cycle situation, right? Can't be
cycle's
an Euler.
Definitely impossible.
Totally impossible. No Eulerian, Jesus Christ, Eulerian circuit possible here. But we still have a chance for the path, for the simple path, right? Okay, so now let's look at C, which is the one up top. Now, C has, remember, those two bridges connected to A, so we're at 2 degrees. But then it has another connection, another edge from C to D. Damn it. So we're at 3. We have 3 degrees. Okay.
Okay. So if we have one more, we're out.
We're screwed. We're out. Okay. So we've maxed out our number of acceptable
odd degrees.
Yeah. Okay. So let's go down to B. B has those two connections, those two edges to A, and it's also connected to D, and we're out. 3.
Yep, because now you have 3 nodes that are odd, and the rule is 2 max.
Only 2.
So,
and you know, like,
thanks for playing.
Yeah, and you failed. If we look at D, though, like D is also kind of annoying. It has its connection to A, and it's also connected to C and connected to B. So it still has three. No one here wants to be a simple path. None of these vertices are cooperating on any level. All of them are odd.
Yeah, you're right, actually. I didn't even think about the fact that they're all odd, so.
I feel like this was rigged. This whole thing was just rigged.
These bridges have been laughing at us the whole time. Like
the whole
look
time.
At them trying to cross us. We'll show them. Silly
they
humans.
Don't even know. Cool. Okay, interesting. So what do we take away from this? Why do we even care about simple paths and Eulerian circuits and bridges in a town? Like, why, as computer scientists, as programmers, why do we care about any of this stuff?
Two reasons. One, graphs are a very, very easy, well, let's use the term easy loosely. Sometimes they're hard. But they are a very, very convenient way of visualizing and representing a lot of difficult problems. So like if you think about, you know, social networks and the connections between people and social networks are basically graphs. So that's a very, very easy way of representing large amounts of data and the connections and relationships between that data. So that's part one of the answer. Part two of the answer is, great, you have all this data and you have the connections between them. You're usually trying to concern yourself with not just one piece of data, but how it relates to other data. That's why graphs are so powerful. Mm-hmm. And when you start concerning yourself with the relationships between data, now what you're really thinking about is, you know, the edges, the connections between nodes, and really the degrees and how to get from one node, one piece of data, and relate it and connect it to another, which really brings us to graph traversal. And graph traversal is a huge part of computer science because if you use graphs to represent data, then finding the relationships and the connections between that data means you have to walk through the graph. You have to find a path, or sometimes you need to find a circuit or a cycle. But usually what you're trying to do is you're trying to search through a graph, or you're trying to find the shortest path. So you're not just trying to find one path. You're not just trying to be efficient and find a simple path where you don't repeat yourself. Sometimes you're trying to find all the simple paths and then take it a step further and find the quickest one, or you know, the one that will bring you from point A to point B the fastest. So this is really where the core of graph theory started from. And it's a great example of how something very practical can be abstracted to represent concepts that are sometimes easy, sometimes complicated, but in both cases can be broken down into a smaller problem that makes it a little bit easier to solve, which is basically what Euler did. And we kind of see those same things in computer science and in mathematics today.
And that is the end of today's show. If you liked what you heard, leave us a review and make sure to check out Vaidehi's blog post. Link to that is in your show notes. Also, make sure to take a listen to the Dev Discuss podcast that I helped make. It's the first original podcast from Dev, a global community of software developers of all backgrounds and experience levels. And the show covers burning topics that impact the daily lives of programmers and beyond. Hosted by Dev co-founders Ben Halpern and Jess Lee. Vaidehi, you want to say goodbye?
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for listening. See you next episode.